This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 331, 5 mistakes that really ruin your IELTS reading results. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show. Today, find out what you might just do if you get nervous on the IELTS reading exam and make sure you do not make these mistakes. What's up, Jessica? How are you doing today?
I'm okay. Yeah, I'm pretty okay. Good. For our listeners who maybe didn't get to listen to our awesome bonus recently, this whole election thing is still just kind of overshadowing a lot of emotions and thoughts right now. So
yeah,
it's hard. I know the IELTS energy. We have a lot of energy, but there's, you know, this is kind of the biggest thing weighing on us right now. So. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we're human and, you know, something scary in our opinion has just happened in our country. So it's hard for us to move on. But we're focusing on IELTS today and we can do that. So we're good to go.
So guys, if you haven't listened to that bonus, it's Lindsay and I give you a lot of insight and understanding and explanation and thoughts and feelings about what happened so you could try and understand, because I know that it's confusing for a lot of people. So if you haven't listened to that bonus, please listen to that bonus. But let's dive into IELTS.
Okay. What are we going to talk about today? How are we going to help our listeners get their 7 or higher?
Yes. So today, guys, this is the last episode in a series we have been doing about the top 5 mistakes people make when nervous on the IELTS exam. So in the blog post for this episode, I will link to the other episodes so you can listen to the 5 mistakes. And so you will not make these mistakes on the listening, writing, and speaking exams. And today we're going to finish up with reading.
Excellent. Excellent. Let's get into it because we have to know these. And this reminds me a little bit of the anti-anxiety module in our course, guys, but we're not going into the same kind of detail that we do go into in our course, guys. So you're just getting a couple little hints today. And if you want to go deeper in a step-by-step format, you can jump into the 3 Keys IELTS Success System. Okay.
For sure. I'm going to touch on that a little bit about how our course can help you with these 5 steps as we go. So first of all, guys, I think the most common mistake, especially for people who don't know about the test and have not strategically prepared with a professional, the biggest mistake is trying to read every word before you answer the question. So guys, obviously, I hope it's obvious that is not possible, you guys. Think about it. Like every passage is, long. Every passage is, what is it, like 850 to 1200 words. And you don't have time to read all those words and read all 40 questions and get all 40 answers in 60 minutes. Even a native speaker could not do that. So that's the first step, guys. You cannot read every word. You can. It's impossible. It's not, it's not really a reading test. It's a test of your strategies and skills, really.
Yeah, your preparation. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So that's the first mistake not to make, you guys. And then the second mistake, and this might be familiar if you've gotten some conflicting advice from different IELTS teachers and textbooks. Some teachers do tell you to go directly to the questions. And I am telling you right now that that is wrong. Don't do that. It doesn't save time. In fact, it wastes time because your brain is not warmed up. Your brain is not ready to accept the information and the questions. You're not going to understand what they're asking you about. You're going to end up reading the question like a few times before you even like get it. So guys, in order to save time, you need to follow the strategy of how our mind works. Okay. You need to warm it up first. And we do that by skimming the passage.
I love that. That makes a lot of sense. And that's how we built our course right? The IELTS course is by warming up your mind. That's how we're building the course that we're working on, guys. So we know this is what the brain needs to perform. The brain needs to be prepared. And I love that how this strategy follows that concept.
Yeah. I mean, Lindsay and I are, we've been teaching for a really long time and we know how learning works. I mean, I got my master's in applied linguistics. This is exactly what we studied. Like how do our brains learn stuff? Yes. So we are using that knowledge. That research, this established evidence. And like Lindsay said, we're using that in creating our listening course so you can not only listen, but participate in conversations. And of course, all of this solid learning methodology is in our IELTS course as well. Not only in learning how to express yourself in a way the examiner wants, but in learning the strategies for how to do the reading and listening test.
Yeah, it's important to understand that so that we're not using strategies that might have worked for one or two people, right? The other strategies we heard about, you know, not reading the pass or about not reading the instructions, you know, they're not likely to work, guys. Don't try to outsmart the test.
Exactly. And we come back to this a lot, guys, and it's connected to the other idea of there's no magic key. You need to step back sometimes and just like logically look at it, be like, there's not like a magic thing I'm going to learn that will help me increase my score right away, right? Like, ta-da, like, here's the spell and you can curse the examiner. I don't know. That's not going to happen. But also, like, you need to realize that IELTS is a valid and established exam, also created by educated professionals like Lindsay and I. And these instructions are not there to stump you and block you. They're there to help you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a really good point. I love that. Oh, yeah. Makes a lot of sense.
Hello, guys. If you are ready to save your time and learn all the reading strategies to get you that 7, that 8, that 9, check out our course, The 3 Keys IELTS Success System, available now at allearsenglish.com/KEYS. So number 3, you guys, is, and this is something that came up in the listening episode as well, don't get hung up on unfamiliar words. Don't ruin yourselves. Don't make things harder for yourselves by freaking out because you see one word you don't know. The fact is, like, just by staring at it, you're not going to understand it. Like, just by freaking out, that's not going to help, right? Mm-hmm. And you have to be confident in yourself that if you are actually ready for this exam, if you're of an intermediate level or higher, you have all the vocabulary you need to get the answers. You do. Mm-hmm. Like, IELTS isn't going to couch some answer in, you know, some like esoteric phrase that nobody knows. Like, that's not it. Like, you got this. Like, you know enough. So don't get hung up.
Yeah. And I think this really requires just a very different mindset, guys. I mean, this is about passing the test. This is not about, it's not even about, in some ways, it's not even about your English level. I mean, English level is important, but it's not necessarily a measure of your English level, as Jessica has said, guys. So get out of this. If you normally have a perfectionistic attitude towards learning English, you need to flip that brain and be in a different mentality and be more focused on strategies and more focused on what the examiner wants and what the benchmarks are in the scoring system.
Yeah, exactly. It's, you know, it's preparing for success by being organized. And that's why our course has helped so many people to not only achieve the scores they need, but exceed their expectations. Because we tell you exactly what to do and exactly what you need to do to pass the test. Nothing more, nothing less. We don't waste your time with busy work, as every classroom teacher does, because that's just part of the job. That's not in there, right? Like, we say, like, do this because it helps you hear, and this is how you practice it and get better. Boom. Like, it's very and that's clear.
Exactly. That's because you guys are adults and you don't have time. You have children, you have families, you have jobs. You do not have time for busy work, and there's none of it in our course, guys.
And I think, you know, one of the ways that I've really connected with some of our students and like in these power hours and these one-on-one lessons is because Lindsay and I have so much respect for you guys, listeners, mm-hmm. and the students in our course is like, sometimes there's a couple minutes of counseling at the end of these VIP sessions because I'm telling them exactly what to do to improve their personal scores in speaking and writing. And like, I don't like pull the punches. I say like, you have to work hard. You have to spend this much time to do this, you know, very mm-hmm. specifically. And they're like, God, it's so hard because I go to work at 6 a.m. and I come home and, you know, and I'm like, I get it. Like, I'm with you. I am tired too, to be honest. Yeah. And you know what, you know, and it's just sort of talking through this. Like, I get it. We're all, and I respect how hard you work, but for the next month, you need to sacrifice an hour of sleep. You need to just push through this. You know what I mean? And yeah. So well, anyways.
Yeah. I mean, if you think it's worth it, right? I mean, mm-hmm. certain things are worth skipping sleep for. And I think yeah. this is one of them, right? Skipping yeah. an hour of sleep, getting up at 5 a.m. I mean, this morning I got up at 5:15 to work on our course that's coming out in a few weeks because it matters, right? Exactly. We care about this goal and you guys should hopefully care about your future
yeah,
in that same way.
Exactly. Yeah. Right? So we, bottom line, we respect you guys, but we also have high expectations, yeah. right?
Yes.
Okay. So number four of a mistake that a lot of people make is spending too long looking for an answer. So again, this goes mm-hmm. back to approaching things intelligently and strategically. You should not spend more than a minute looking for an answer, you guys. Like, you can't waste your time. And first of all, mm-hmm. you're losing time, right? You're not going to finish the test. And secondly, this happens a lot, is if you continue looking for the following answers, there's a high likelihood that you're going to find the answer you skipped, that when you're not even looking for it, because you're just mm-hmm. going through the passage, right? So don't spend more than 1 minute looking for an answer.
Yeah, I love that. And I love how when I look at the scores of our students, reading is one of the places where we've really seen huge jumps.
Oh my God. We yeah. have seen just in the past month, you guys, I honestly don't even know the number of nines that we've seen on reading.
Yep, that's
because
right.
there yeah. have been so many just yeah. like week and after week, nines on the reading exam.
Exactly. And huge jumps. I mean, from the previous score to the following score after the yeah. exam, like Guillaume, right? He went from a 7 to an 8.5. The size of that jump is massive.
We've seen a lot of jumps of more than a band point. And yeah. I mean, according to like IELTS research, Cambridge research, and I'm not making mm-hmm. this up, it's like estimated, you know, like thousands of hours, like 2,000 hours to in like 2,000 hours of yeah. work to increase your score by a band point. We
wow.
are significantly cutting that down. Our course is not 1,000 hours. You know, it's a 30-day plan. So, yeah. I mean, think about it. Like, these people have increased their reading score by not just a band point, but band point and a half, sometimes
wow.
two band points, just wow. by following our 30-day or 60-day plans.
Yeah, the power of a study plan and strategies that actually work.
Yeah.
Incredible.
So
it's incredible.
This is point five, you guys. This is the final biggest mistake, is not having strategies when you go into mm-hmm. the exam. Because reading is the most important module to have strategies. It is impossible to get above a 6, if and maybe a 5 for a lot of people, if you do not have strategies. And you yeah. have to get these strategies from a trusted source. All right. So those are two reasons why Lindsay and I do talk about our course on this podcast, because we know it helps people. We yeah. know that these strategies work. So of course yeah. you are adults. You are free to choose your method of preparation, but I can tell you, like, you don't have to waste time looking around, because you can see the evidence. You can go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS, and you could see right there all the students who have learned our strategies, worked hard at practicing them, and then seen the results.
Yeah, no, that's exactly it, Jessica. I mean, when I get emails from students who are asking me how they can improve their score, I mean, I often go ahead and suggest that they get into our course, not because I want to promote it. It's because I know that it's the best option. Like, it's clear that it's their best solution to get to their goal. And guys, if you're not quite ready to jump into our course, if maybe this is the first time you've listened to our show, you can go back to IELTS.allearsenglish.com. Check out some of our episodes. You'll understand just how well Jessica knows this exam, and then you'll be ready to get in. Okay.
And there's one other option that I want to mention that I don't think we've reminded our listeners of in a month or so. Just to speak to the point where Lindsay said that if someone asks us a question and we believe our course helps them, we will tell them that. But on the flip side of that, guys, we are very honest people. And I've told somebody that I've more than one person that they're not ready for our course yet.
Sure,
so there is the option of a consultation, a one-on-one consultation with me, where I will honestly evaluate where you are at in your English ability. And I can tell you if our course is right for you or not. So in that, I can give you a personalized guideline for a study plan of, you know, do this and this and this for 6 months, and then come back to me and you can get into our course.
Yeah, I love that. We'd rather see you guys succeed because you're right for the course. And, you know, it's all in time. You'll come back and you'll be ready to join us. But guys, if you want to check out that consultation, you can email me at lindsay@allearsenglish.com and we can set you up and get you going.
Yep.
Awesome. Very good. Very good. This has been great, Jessica. Well, thanks for hanging out today and letting us know your wisdom.
My
throat is shot now. So,
you know, we've been working hard. You've been talking a lot for our other project.
I know, it's true. A lot of talking here. All right. Well, we'll wrap it up for today.
All right. Sounds good. Okay. Go drink some tea and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.